It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. In 2 days, voters in Wisconsin will decide whether or not to recall their governor, Republican Scott Walker. It's been one of the most expensive statewide races in American history, and the stakes in that election could have national implications for unions, for deficit hawks, for businesses, even for President Obama's reelection. We'll tell you why in a moment in our cover story today. But first, to some news out of Syria. And in his first speech to Parliament in 5 months, President Bashar al-Assad denied responsibility for that massacre in the city of Hula last week that left more than 100 people dead. Pro-Assad militias have been blamed, but the Syrian leader condemned the killings.
In reality, even monsters would not carry out what we have seen, especially what we saw in the Hula massacre. I think no human language can describe it.
Assad also called opposition fighters trying to oust him terrorists.
We are facing terrorism. This is the reality. And it is very clear. The terrorist is not concerned with reforms. Terrorists will not stop until he achieves his mission, irrespective of the results.
Well, the UN now estimates at least 10,000 civilians have died in the fighting in Syria that broke out last year.